And it is time for us once again to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us, as she has all week long, Lynette Taylor from Moms in Prayer. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. Father, as we get into your word, we just pray that your word would not return void, but accomplish what you please and prosper in the thing for which you sent it. I would just like to give a quick recap of some things that we've looked at in your word this week. We've got the relationship with God the Father that is available to us, how loving our Heavenly Father is, how He loves us, He welcomes us, He gives us the best robe, the robe of righteousness. The ring is a picture of the authority we have in Him. And then on Wednesday, we talked about how it honors God when we trust Him. And yesterday, the confident hope we have because of who our God is. Today, I would like to turn to Luke 10 and read verses 1 and 2. It says, "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And this is such a beautiful picture of God's multiplication, of sending the disciples out. And he tells them that the harvest is going to be plentiful, but they need to pray and pray for more laborers. So whatever God, the Holy Spirit, may be nudging you to do, it is important to obey. And as I was thinking about this scripture, it reminded me of when I was young and first starting in Moms in Prayer, and I had just moved to a new community, and my kids were 2, 4, 6, and 8, and the Lord encouraged me with this scripture, and it's from Ecclesiastes 11, verses 4 to 6, and this is the Living Bible translation. "If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. God's ways are as mysterious as the pathway of the wind and as the manner in which a human spirit is infused into the little body of a baby while it is yet in its mother's womb. Keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which will prosper. Perhaps it all will." And I think that's just good encouragement. Whatever God is asking you to do, it's going to also involve prayer because we need to abide with Him. And also just the heart of how he wants us to go forward. In John 15:7, it says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." So we have this loving privilege to go to God in prayer, and we can be confident he hears and answers our prayers. And as we pray, may it not be for our glory, but for his.
That's a good word. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Sure. Father, I would just like to come before you and pray from Luke 10:2 that you tell us the harvest is truly great. And I pray, Lord, that our eyes and our hearts will be open to what you are doing and aware, and that we would go where you send us, and that we would pray, that we would trust you as we go forward, as you send us out. And we ask for more laborers, more students to be praying for their campuses, more moms to be praying for their children, more dads to be praying. Lord, we just ask that we would go forward for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lynette Taylor joining us from Moms in Prayer. And tell us about Moms in Prayer.
Well, Moms in Prayer is a group of mothers who gather weekly to pray for their children in schools. And we pray scripturally. I think that's very important. It's not just a bunch of give me this or do this, God. It's a bowing our hearts before him. And it's important that we always start with praise. And we praise God for who he is. And that gives us kind of the right perspective. And the other day you had asked about, you know, what are some things that we pray for when we pray for our children? You know, we pray for their relationship with God. And then there's, you know, different scriptures you can use for that. Or maybe praying for godly attributes or their relationship with family or friends, how they use their gifts and talents in the future. We pray for protection. There's just all those different things that we can cover that you may not normally cover in your normal just, oh, God, please help me. It's my kids.
And you're looking for more moms to pray?
Absolutely. The vision is that every school would be covered in prayer. We are going to be at Holland Free Methodist Church. It's 6605 Angola Road. It'll be an informal gathering with refreshments. We'll answer questions, have resources available, tell you how to get started or join a group.
Wonderful.
You can contact me, and my information is oh@momsinprayer.org. Or you can certainly, if you're listening not in Ohio or further away, you can go to the website, which is www.momsinprayer.org. Lots of information there.
Excellent. Hey, Lynette, thank you so much for being in all week.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.